Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Title is Silverton Swindle. Let's get into it, and thanks for listening.
Hola, amigos. This is The Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called Silverton Swindle. In the 1870s, Silverton, Colorado, was a bustling little village. Silver had been discovered in its vicinity, and many of the drifters, gamblers, and gunmen on the frontier headed for the new silver strike. Early one morning, a wagon and team carried two of the shrewdest of these outlaws toward town.
Look yonder, Vance Borrego. Let your eyes feast upon the busy activity of the thriving little metropolis.
Yeah, things are sure humming in Silverton, Dandy. That town's ripe for a neat swindle. What setup are we going to use?
Such a momentous decision requires momentary concentration.
We'll have to split up and go into town separately, like always. I'll ride that saddle horse we got tied behind the wagon.
Naturally. Now to ponder the proper method of fleecing the sheep.
Well, how about the diamond ring swindle?
I think not, Vance, my boy. That would necessitate our vacating this fair city with a degree of promptness. And since the silver strike, an odor of great opportunity emanates from Silverton. Besides, we used the diamond ring swindle back in Denver. Somebody may know about it.
Yeah, that's right, Dandy. Well, what swindle are we going to use, mastermind?
Why not the steel helmet worn by Hernando Cortez when he invaded Mexico?
What helmet are you talking about?
The one we got from that opera company which went broke and was stranded in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. The one with the Spanish writing on it. Well, what do we do with it?
I will approach the local yokel of a merchant and explain that due to a temporary lack of funds, I am willing to part with one of my most valued treasures, the helmet worn by Cortez.
Now, look, Dandy. Even your gilt-edged blabbing isn't going to convince him to buy it.
I have no intention he should. My objective is to have him display that valuable piece of merchandise for a possible sale.
Then what?
I will inform the little pigeon that we will share and share alike in whatever profit he receives from the sale over my original investment of $1,000.
Oh, I begin to see how the key fits the lock. I go to the storekeeper and offer him $2,000 for the helmet.
$3,000.
$3,000. For a hunk of iron that cost us $2.
The consummate greed of the yokel will prove to be his undoing. He will pay me the $1,000 himself, so he will not have to split his anticipated profits.
He'll be a mite surprised when he finds out I'm not going to buy it.
How sad a commentary on human nature. You know, Vance, actually we are benefactors to mankind. We'll be teaching him a lesson he richly deserves and sorely needs. And we'll pocket $1,000... beautiful dollar.
Is it now Silverton, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, it is. I want to stop at the general store for some ammunition.
Oh, all right. Pancho, go with you. There's a the store over there, no?
Si. Oh, there. Oh,
hold on. Oh, hold on.
Since the silver strike, the population of this town must have tripled itself.
See, they come from all over just to dig in the ground. They local.
Well, their little store certainly has a lot of merchandise.
See, with all these people here, they got to carry a lot of different things.
Your easy-going, shiftless ways will be the ruin of us yet.
But no,
yeah. Oh, that senor and senora, they got to be married.
No buts about it, Josiah. Now, you tend to your own business and tend to those customers.
Yes, Madonna.
Buenos dias, senor y senora.
Hey, buenos dias, senor.
Howdy. My husband here will sell you anything you want to buy. You remember what I told you, Josiah? I have to do everything around here. Tent the stock, take care of the orders, do the cooking. How Bobby ever stands it and ever will know.
Chihuahua, that senora like a Texas tornado.
Pancho, I need a box of 45 caliber ammunition, senor.
What kind of ammunition, mister?
45 caliber, senor.
Oh, yeah, now, let me see. It should be... Oh, now, where was it last?
Perhaps under the counter, senor.
Oh, yeah, that's it. How do you know? Oh, here you are.
How much do I owe you, Senor?
Gittledock. Name's Josiah Gittledock. I can't charge these outlandish prices, but Donia's got Mark. $5 for a box of ammunition? She can't charge these folks so much just because they're over a barrel and can't get the stuff nowhere else.
Well, is that what you and the senor are arguing about?
Pancho, that is none of your business. Do not ask us questions.
Oh, but Cisco, this senor, he a good hombre. Wouldn't you like to do what Cisco always do and help him with his troubles?
I'm afraid there ain't no help for me, Cisco, but I sure do like talking to Pancho. You see, I don't get much chance to talk when Bedonia's around.
Si, Senor Gilgal. Pancho know how you feel. What all the trouble's about?
Well, a nice Eastern feller come in here with that fine steel helmet that they're laying on the counter there, see?
Oh, that one. Well, that is the kind worn by the conquistadores when they first landed on this continent.
Oh, that right. Pancho see them back in Arizona at the mission.
Well, you know, that dude Easterner said this is the one worn by Cortez himself during the invasion of Mexico.
Oh, is that for really truth?
Yeah, Pancho, that's what he said. And he told me if I could sell a helmet, we'd split the profit for anything I got over what it cost him. I'm doing that there fella a favor, and we stand a chance to make a fair and honest profit. Now, don't you think Bedonia could see that?
Well, I should think so, senor.
Well, instead, she tears into me for cluttering up her store with junk. Says nobody'd be fool enough to pay $1,000 for that silly contraption.
Josiah, ain't you finished waiting on them customers yet?
Yes, Bedonia, I am. Thank you very much for your purchase, sir.
But I did not pay you yet, senor. How much for the cartridges?
$1.
$1? The price on that box is plainly marked, and it says $5, as any fool can see. I can't even trust you to sell a simple thing like that. Just look what happens when I ain't here.
$5 is a lot for that box of ammunition, senora.
That's my price. Take it or leave it, mister. I ain't standing behind this counter for my help.
Yeah, but don't you? We'd make a fair profit selling it for $1.
You shut your trap, Josiah. Standing there gabbing about that fool helmet instead of collecting the money like you'd ought to.
Oh, that is a very fine helmet, senor. He'd like the helmets of the conquistadores, Pancho see back in the missions. You ask Cisco. Cisco tell you.
Cisco? The Cisco kid?
Si, senora Gildan.
I might have known this worthless husband of mine would take up with the worst saddle traps in the territory.
Madre mia, Cisco, the senora take that shotgun from the wall.
Momento, senora. What do you think you are doing?
I've heard about the kind of bandit the Cisco kid is. And I'm warning you, turn right around and march out of here before I let go with both barrels of this shotgun. We don't want your kind or your trade around here. And if you come back again, I'll shoot you. I'll shoot you and I'll kill you.
Well, you look positively prosperous, Vance, my boy. Wait until you meet Mr. Josiah Gittledock. The naive little lamb pleads to be fleeced.
We'll see. But we shouldn't be together, Dandy. That's the store across the street there.
Among all these people, there's slight chance we'll be noticed, Vance. However, I'll await your successful return down the street so we won't be seen together. Good luck.
Trying to keep this store going. And a lot of thanks I get for it. Are you any help to me, Josiah Gildock?
No, but no, yeah.
Well, wait on the customer. We'll finish this later.
Yes, but no, yeah. You want to buy something, mister?
Josiah Gildock. 100 times I've told you that's not the way. Especially to a gent like him. What do you want to buy, mister? Sir?
My name is Vance Grego, ma'am. I'm from St. Louis. I'm interested in antiques. Objects of art.
Oh, we got nothing like that around here, Mr. Borrego. Oh, I can sell you a side of salt pork or a barrel of flour, but we got nothing like that.
Oh, wait just a minute, Bedonia. What about that helmet?
Oh, nonsense, Josiah. The gentleman's an antique collector, not a junk collector.
What helmet? May I see it, please?
Over this way. Here it is.
Well, yes. An excellent example of the type worn by the conquistadores during the invasion of Mexico.
That's right, mister. That's the helmet worn by Cortez himself.
That might very well be.
The maker of helmets worn by these Spanish explorers is a name well known to us art dealers.
Oh, the name's inside, mister. Go ahead, look.
Antonio Gonzalez. Well, this is it. Mr. Gildock, I'm a man of prompt action. I don't want to quibble about the price. I'll give you $3,000 for this helmet.
$3,000?
That's what I said, $3,000.
Well, mister, you made a deal.
But don't you, Mr. Van Swearingen said...
I don't want to hear another word out of you, Josiah. I'd like to kind of polish that helmet up for
you. That'll be fine. I have a bank draft in Moab. I'll have to cash it to pay you. I'll be back this afternoon.
Well, you do that, Mr. Borrego. It'll be ready and waiting.
How did you fare?
Let's get out of here. They'll see us from the store.
Not a chance, unless they walk out on the street and they're too busy figuring a way to make me accept $1,000, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
What's the matter, Vance? Why did you stop?
Those two hombres riding down the street.
What about them?
One in black on a big horse, that's a Cisco Kid. I owe him for running me out of Santa Fe.
Keep that gun in your holster, Vance. You can't shoot him down here in the street.
I can if you and I pretend to have an argument. When I kill Cisco, it'll be an accident. I'll say it was really aiming at you.
But he's liable to get you first.
Not if you go for your gun when Cisco gets close to us. That'll draw his attention, leave me free to put a bullet through his head. I'll be in the clear, and he'll be dead.
Look, Cisco, trouble starting down the street.
Pancho, that big hombre, we know him.
Si, Cisco, he the one you run out of Santa Fe when he tried to cheat the store owner back there. Look, what that coyote's name?
Vance Borrego.
Oh, si.
He's trying to prod that little hombre into a gunfight. I'm going to take a hand, Pancho.
Hold on. Hold on.
Sir, for that insult you have paid me, you will pay with your life.
But the little hombre go for his gun, Cisco. Oh, bueno, you shoot the gun out of the little one's hand, Cisco. Oh, look out, Vance Borrego.
Your try guts will end work, Vance Borrego. You were lucky to shoot the gun from my hand, too, Cisco. You got a surprise coming, Cisco. I'm going to finish with my fist. But I started with my gun.
You are in for the surprise, you weasel. Up on your feet.
And you'll have to remember. If you ever try and draw guns again, you will get a beating much worse than this.
Cisco, you should have used your gun to kill me. You had a chance. And that's what I'm going to do to you when I get the chance. And I will.
There it is, dear lady. The bill of sale for the helmet of Cortez. Made out to Mrs. Bedonia Gittelbach and signed, sealed, and delivered by yours truly, Dandy Van Swearingen.
Here's your $1,000, Mr. Van Swearingen. Money all there?
To the last santi, Mrs. Gittelbach. You are now the sole owner of that fine helmet.
Well, now that it's mine, I don't mind telling you. I outfoxed you on a business deal.
Why, what do you mean, dear lady?
I already got a customer for this helmet. He's going to pay me $3,000 for it.
Now, that ain't fair, but don't you? By rights, half the profits belong to you, Mr. Van Swearingen.
No, Mr. Gittelbach. Your wife and I transacted a legitimate piece of business. I'm afraid she's quite right. She did outsmart me. Well, I must wend my way elsewhere. I'm sure in the future we'll both stop and cogitate on this momentous event that has occurred this day. I bid you a fond farewell.
Now, that's how a real gentleman acts, Josiah.
And you still hadn't ought to take advantage of him, but don't you?
I was able to scrimp up the $1,000 to pay him because of my way of doing business, not yours. If I'd listened to you, we'd be in the poorhouse the rest of our lives.
Senor, it's Senor Gildock. I have to tell you something that may be of great importance to you.
Stand where you are, Cisco Kid.
Would the senor go for the shotgun again, Cisco?
Giving you one last chance to listen. For your own sake, senor.
And I'm giving you one last chance to get out of here for your own sake. Now get, before I blast you both out of your boots.
Time we leave this town. We stay here a week now, and those mavericks, they not try nothing yet.
I wonder what kind of deal they made with Senor Josiah about that helmet.
Oh, it seems they're working together, just like when they tried to dry gulch you.
Perhaps you can find out something from Senor Josiah. There he is in front of his store.
Oh, si, buenos dias, Senor Josiah.
What is this, senor?
Oh, I'd sure appreciate it if you'd stop a minute. I'd like to have a word with you.
Oh, si, senor. How do you have to
hold on?
What can we do for you, senor?
See, we like to help you.
I've been trying to get out to your camp all week, but Doña wouldn't let me go. Cisco, we've been swindled.
You have, senor? The Spanish helmet?
Well, yeah. No, I ain't going to tell you. I'm going to make her do it herself.
Well, the senora threatened us twice with a shotgun, senor. She made it clear she does not want our help.
Well, she'll do no such a thing this time, Cisco. And we really do need your help. Please, come on in.
Oh, all right, senor. Lead the way.
Maybe it better we leave the door open so Pancho can get out of here in a hurry. If the senora go for a shotgun again.
Oh, I wouldn't do anything like that, Pancho. I'm awful sorry I done it before.
Well, why the sudden change of heart, senora?
The $1,000 that we scrimped and saved and then paid out to Dandy Van Swearingen for that helmet.
Oh, you mean the helmet of the conquistadores? He's right here, no?
It was all my fault, Cisco. If we'd listened to Josiah, we'd still have our money.
I understand. Vance and Dan, they only wanted to swindle you out of the $1,000.
See, that Vance Borrego, he's not going to buy it at all the time. Can't you like to try on this helmet? He makes Pancho feel like the Grand Caballero. Cisco, this helmet too tight on Pancho's head.
Take it easy,
Pancho.
Here, let me try to...
Cisco!
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 Cisco! Cisco!
Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco!
Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco!
Cisco! Cisco! Cisco!
Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco! Cisco!
Cisco! Cisco! You saved Pancho's life again.
Hey, look there, Cisco. That paper fell out in the helmet when you got it off of Pancho's head.
I know, senora.
Why? It looks like a map, Cisco, and it's got foreign writing on it.
Foreign only to you, senor. It is Spanish.
Oh, what'd it say? What'd it say, Cisco?
Well, it seems to be a diagram of the stage directions for one of the actors from La Opera Español. The Spanish Opera Company.
Why, the swindling liars saying that helmet was wore by Cortez.
Well, they were lying, all right. Señor, Señora Guildac, I have an idea which, if it works, will get back your money for you.
Oh, what is the idea?
Oh, we'll do anything you say.
You said, senor, that this paper from the helmet looks like a map. Now, if you were to let that thought of yours be known around town...
There'd be nothing wrong in my saying I think I found a treasure map.
Tell me, is there anyone else in town who can read Spanish?
No, Cisco, not a soul.
I'm sure of that.
Then we will take the chance. If those coyotes, Dandy and Vance, formed their own trap, sell them back the helmet with the paper we found. Pancho and I will be in the back room when the trouble begins. And we will finish it.
It worked. Everybody in town's talking about the treasure map. They all want to throw in to help me find it.
What about Van Swearingen and Borrego, Senor Josiah?
Well, they're hightailing it over here right now, Cisco. I saw them headed this way when I come in the door.
Well, then we got to get in the back room quick, no, Cisco?
See, come on, Pancho.
Now, what we'll do, Josiah, when they come in here...
But don't you? I'll handle it.
Yes, Josiah. Can I stay and watch?
You can stay, but you keep your tater trap closed.
Greetings, gracious lady. I intended to pay my respects sooner.
Get to that point, Dandy.
Yes. Well, now, ethically and honestly, this helmet is really mine. I was not aware of its contents when I sold it to you. I'm prepared to buy it back.
For $1,000?
My donya. Well, I don't know.
All right, how much do you want? We're willing to pay you a profit.
That's not the profit. You sure you want it?
Oh, positively, my dear Mr. Gittelbach. Now, here's the money. Count it carefully. Now, the helmet.
All righty. Here it is.
And the paper that was in the helmet.
Oh, yes, the paper. Let's see. Oh, here it is, the paper and the bill of sale you made out to my wife.
The map. We've got it. Now, all we have to do is to get that Spanish writing translated, and we'll know where to look for the treasure.
Perhaps I can help, senores.
What?
I read Spanish.
Cisco Kid again.
Si, and Pancho.
The Spanish writing on that paper explains the stage directions to the member of the Spanish opera company who wore that helmet.
Vance, we've been swindled.
No, senor. The helmet and a piece of paper were sold back to you. You insisted it was a map. Now, if you try any more of your swindles anywhere, I will hear about it. And you will put in a long stretch behind bars.
Vamos!
Scared rabbit,
Cisco.
Oh, Josiah, I'm so proud of you. You got our money back. I'm so happy.
There, Benoni. Everything will be all right. I'm so happy, too.
And Pancho's so happy for both of you. Pancho like to see a happy ending come to good people when got trouble.
Si, Pancho.
Those two swindlers, they not try never no more to do no more swindling, Pancho Dinka.
Well, if they have any brains at all, they will not, Pancho.
Oh, that right, Cisco. Pancho no, because Pancho got brains. You know, Cisco, Pancho and Big Maria together, we know everything.
You and Big Maria know everything? Oh, come now, Pancho.
Oh, that is right, Cisco. Pancho and Big Maria know everything.
Very well, then. I will ask you a question.
Go ahead, Cisco. Go ahead, ask the question.
All right. Tell me, who was the first presidente of the United States?
That's one question Big Maria knows.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh,
Cisco.
The Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.